my experience on steps 1, 2, and 3. It's really just sharing how painful it was to get here to AA. And what I found out as I came here, I couldn't intellectualize anymore. As I found that I had a step 1 and step 2 experience, if you want to call it that, where I had saw the folly of my ways, and that I had been restored to sanity through this really this not so great connection with this power greater than myself. And I really thought that was it. And I kind of felt like that was enough, as I was staying abstinent one day at a time, to then go through life. That's every normal person to do. Until I read the big book and it said, you know, the idea that you're normal now and you ever will be normal has to be smashed, you know? And so, kind of put the kibosh on my dreams of living out, forgetting that I was alcoholic and just willing my way through sobriety and willing my way through life, you know? And then as I read on in the big book, it says eventually I got a sponsor, and you know, they through good sponsorship got me to trick me into reading the big book, you know. And they said that you're going to go on this mission, you know, to find the defects that cause your failure. And I was like, oh, wait, that's crazy, because I just had a problem with drinking. I didn't really fail. What do you even mean by that? And as I started to make this decision to pick up a pen, make a decision to get a sponsor, make a decision to humble myself and ask another man to help me, I started to see, not intellectually, but spiritually, how even in those little things, I was discarding old ideas that I had about myself, about sponsorship, about AA, about my relationship to the world. Just little ones, you know, just ones that weren't so deeply embedded in me, but I felt like I could at least look at. And say to myself, okay, that's a beginning. So in essence, what this energy was guiding me towards was to eventually embark on actually writing a fearless moral inventory. Which when I first came into AA, it was like a screeching halt when I looked down at the shades, you know, I was like, okay. All right, like, no way, I'm not doing that, because I don't even know what that is, but I have all these old ideas about the steps. I have all these old ideas about who I am, thousands of ideas about my relationship to the world and to you and to society and whoever else. I had to start to see those for what they really were, which the defects that caused my failure. And really what that is to me is self-centeredness. You know what I mean? Self-centeredness is what caused my failure. And so I need a new center. And that center is this life, internal resource that I know to be God now. But it, in essence, it's given me the energy to move forward when every fiber of my being was to resist. Because if I'm now with this new center, everything that I knew was wrong. And so it was like, that's the big problem as I'm doing this inventory, is that, oh, maybe I didn't see my family the way that I really knew. My mom isn't a crazy person. My father, yes. You know, he is crazy, but my father, maybe he was doing his best. You know, a lot of family stuff. And then you know, so I saw, and even so, even though I, so this is all about action, right, and willingness, because even though I could see these, I'm still intellectualizing everything. Intellectualizing. When in the spiritual world, as we, as the recovered members of AA, know, nothing is what it seems. It's always like seemingly a paradox, you know what I mean, in terms of what I think I need to do, or what I think I need in the present moment, is really probably just my self-centeredness, because no matter how far down this recovery road I go, you know, I can still become that way, to some degree, you know, not as much as when I was first coming around, but because at first, I'm still the actor, you know, and I can still be like that today, don't get me wrong, you know, this is, please. but the actor, right, the actor is me. The actor is you telling me in AA that you need to be grateful, you need to be kind, you need to do all these things. But I said, okay, I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to be grateful. I'm going to try to be kind to you. I'm going to try to do all these attributes that, and it just comes off as me more self-centered. You know, it's like I cannot remove my own self-centeredness. I just can't do it. You know, as I'm sponsoring a guy right now, he constantly tells me about how self-centered he is, and I'm like, okay, well, you can get rid of that, but you have to really get into whatever it is you need to put it into action, you know, and because what he's trying to do, and what I think we all try to do, is we're still trying to intellectualize everything. So I'm going to sit in my room and try to remove my own self-centeredness, and I'm going to come out 3 hours later more self-centered, you know, because I'm trying to remove it. I'm trying to understand what I need to do. So in my case, throughout the years, I went to other fellowships, I did all these other things. I was trying to remove my own self-centeredness and not having this being, this father, this creator come in and remove these defects of character. And so I started to come around to it. I started to get a sponsor, right? I got a sponsor, which was a huge step for me because I knew everything. I mean, I knew everything. You know, I mean, it was just the way it was. I didn't need your help. And I definitely didn't understand what a sponsor was, but I knew what a sponsor did. You know, I mean, like, that's like, I didn't understand a sponsor, but I knew exactly what you were going to tell me. So I'm still intellectualizing everything. So I got a sponsor, and he, you know, 6 months later, a couple weeks later, he gave me this 4-step stuff, because I had already been dry or abstinent for a little while. So he's like, okay, we'll kind of rock this out, and we'll just up here are the Joe and Charlie columns, and here you can. So, of course, I took the Joe and all the columns, and I said, what is this? Fearful? Sex? What? You know, I'm just like, so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna tell you, sponsor, that I'm gonna do this because I love to tell people what they need to hear, and I'm gonna just start. I heard people start saying you have to. I heard like you have to tell somebody your entire life story. So I said, oh, all right, so that's easy. I love me, so I'll just write in paragraph form a synopsis of my life, you know, like a memoir at 23. You know, you know? And so I start writing this, you know, I was born, you know, October 6, 1982, and I had a bad childhood, and my father was an alcoholic, and blah, 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 and my sponsors came over, and he said, as gently as he could, he's like, this is not what I asked you to do. You know? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, I didn't say that, but I was in the same breath. I'm like, you know, I'm like, this guy, like, I just wrote all this, and he's just discarding it, you know? Like, so 3 months later, I decided after I got fired from a job, And after I was just in a, right, you know, when you go to your sponsor and, you know, you have a couple of, you behold the sky is literally falling. You know what I mean? When you are just so miserable because you're living propelled on self-will and you're still the actor, you know what I mean? Like, you just, and everything is not coming off the way you want it, you know what I mean? So, oh, and I'm sober to deal with all this stuff, you know what I mean? And then we go back, you know, and like, this goes back to, always goes back to somewhat step one, too, because alcohol is always out there. You know what I mean? It's always out there. It's, you know, there, you know, there's beers, you know, everywhere. And they're whistling to me, you know what I mean? They're in the beginning, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I feel your pain, man. You know, come over here, you know. Like, and so that's, so, so in essence, it comes back to that, but I'm making a decision, I'm gathering the strength through the little bit of non-intellectual thinking or non-intellectual ways of living by asking a sponsor to help me, by even inquiring about that blue book or even inquiring about what these steps were. I started to drop some of these old ideas, and even then, even when I just had this little willingness and this little connection to a higher power, I started to get a different perspective on life. I started to get different, little different perspectives that were motivating me to get deeper involved in what you wanted me to do, which was look at my threefold demons, right? Sexual, fearful, resentful. You know, and I love all three of them so much. You know, there's something about me, and you know, when I'm not invested in this process, there's something that I love about a resentment. I love being the sex stuff. You know, I mean, I love that stuff because when I'm not drinking, that's all I got. That's all I know. You know what I mean? And that programming, right? We want to talk about my program.
Spiritual rocket.
That's the spiritual rocket. That's the program that I'm trying to get away from. That programming is not working. So what the inventory does, in essence, is allowing me to see in black and white, it's like, oh, that doesn't work. Okay, that doesn't work. Okay, that doesn't work. Okay, that doesn't work. So I'm seeing all the stuff that doesn't work, and it's like kind of in one breath, like really freeing, and in the other breath, it's very scary because I'm like, okay, well then, if nothing works, I'm going to have to turn to God. I'm going to have to ask God to remove all my defects of character and be a non-entity. So, you know, I got to steal a little bit. You know, I got to do these things. And, you know, I got to. So, because if I'm not doing any of that, then I'm going to be this spiritual person. And right, we read last week, to live to an alcoholic doom, to be death by that, or to live on spiritual terms and principles are not easy alternatives to face. You know, so that's what I understand, you know, it's like, and you know, so this is where the kind of rubber meets the road, where in terms of, okay, I'm letting go of a lot of these old ideas, and some of them have not left me yet, you know what I mean, because they're really embedded in there, and they're rooted in there deep, and so it's like, you know, I'm only 8 years sober, and there's, thank God, there's many other men in my life that are more, have been through this process. You know, they're there, and they continue to go through this process because they know about steps 1, 2, 3, and 4, and they know about where we're at 2, 5, and 6, and my need for God. You know, I mean, as I heard this speaker, I just love the speaker. He said that, you know, religion is really, they're trying to prove to you that God exists. AA really is telling me that I needed God. I needed a higher power in my life. So a lot of old ideas come up with that, with God. Because when I was younger, you know, my father, my family was like, oh, really, really, this like really dysfunctional religiosity. It was like overwhelming, overbearing. Everything was about God, and it was very dysfunctional, at least the way I saw it. And so it was like, I was just inventorying some of that today, because it was just very odd. So it's like, sometimes I hear the word God, and I'm like, And so you can imagine, as I was trying to get sober, trying to figure out this way of life so I don't go back to drinking and I don't keep getting fired from jobs and I don't keep having bad relationships and I don't keep starting to feel depressed and stuff like that, you know, I started to see through this inventory process that, okay, I need a new center. But more importantly, that I start having some of the answers, if not all of the answers, internal. You know what I mean? So today it makes me hard because, you know, like, I want to call up my sponsor and I want to bitch. You know what I mean? Like, we can all say, admit it, you know, you've got a couple of years and you can't call your sponsors. It was like, ah. And so, you know, I want to call, but I know the answers are within. You know what I mean? Because I know I have the tools now. And so the process is continually letting go of these old ideas that are not working. So I see them in steps. And one of the reasons, I'll end with this, is one of the reasons I do the inventory is because it's setting me up for a perfect timing for when I'm ready to let go of this stuff. You know what I mean? I'm ready to let go of some pride, lust, gluttony, all this, you know, the basics, you know? But I always qualify, because I'm always qualifying it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm proud. I don't need pride. You know, I'm not, but, you know, I'm really proud of, like, what I did the other week. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get rid of that, but so-and-so. But, you know, I kind of like that. Or I kind of, that one time I did that, that was cool. You know what I mean? So, you know, like, you know, that, so it's always, I'm always qualifying. I cannot remove these old defects. I have to see I have to see their uselessness and the futility and let it go and give it up to my higher power in unison with that higher power. And so with that, it's hard to describe it, but that's exactly what we're trying to do, is to let go of these old ideas. And that's what started to happen when I started to do this inventory. And I started to see that in my sex life, in my fear, in the fear life, and in my resentfulness, I was wrong. I was wrong. And I started to see that the disturbances there were always with me. So when I'm disturbed, it's me. It's me. And that's what sucks about spirituality, too. You know, when I'm disturbed, it's me. There's really no other, you know, and on top of that, when I get victories in life, it's not for me. They're for God. You know what I mean? When I have victories in life, it's like, oh, man, I'd love to pat myself on the back. And I start doing it, and I'm like, well, wait, dude. You're a hopeless drunk. All right? You're lucky to be alive. And, you know, and so I see the disturbances, and so the process is to continue to look out for those types of things, the resentful, the fearfulness, the conduct, not only with sex, but with my relationships with business, men, you know, I mean, it's just my relationship. So, you know, today, thank God that, I'm a pretty open guy. So if you ever wanted to ask me about any of that stuff, you know, I would tell you about it. And so it's just a matter of coming to an understanding that if we start back at the beginning to see the first five proposals after I've done some writing, you know, on a basic level. And even though I just did an inventory, and it was much more short and concise, but when I first did an inventory, it was really long. And it was like, and I felt so bad. I feel bad for my sponsor now. It was like two straight days of me talking about my inventory. Oh, I want to throw up just thinking about it. Because everything was, you know, I showed some humility by, you know, a little humility by saying, okay, well, these AA people, they might be right, you know. But even with that, I couldn't, like I said, I couldn't remove my own self-centeredness. So I see a shorter way to do it today, and it's more concise. And, you know, we can get down to some causes and conditions, but it's in God's time. So, you know, it's in God's time. So, you know, I don't know what's in store for me. The one thing I do know is that, I'll end with this, is that from what happened to that third step decision to start to actually do some of this stuff was that I started to become awake. I started to become conscious. Not that, like, I'm this person now, or I'm this person, or I'm that person, or I'm conformed to my experiences or my ideas or the things that are my feelings or emotional state, but I am just awake. I'm just I in the present moment. And that, for me, was a gift in itself, because then I wasn't an object, and I wasn't slaved to all my experiences through life. And I wouldn't have to do that moving forward. I could just be in the present moment as much as I possibly can and let go. So, thanks.